The last 2 weeks we discussed the prerequisites to be a shomer. The first prerequisite was that a shomer has to be mekabel shmir. He has to accept upon himself to be a shomer. If he doesn't accept that he's a shomer, so then he's not a shomer. We talked about a lashon of hanak, leave it here, whether that's considered shmir or not. So we talked about the different circumstances. Last week we added a second condition to be a shomer. We spoke about the case in the suitcase in the airport, that we said that even though he accepted to be a shomer on the suitcase, but since it was just left there and he never picked it up, he never made a kinyan on the suitcase, so there also, according to most poskim, we poskim that that's not called kabbalah shmira until you actually make a kinyan. There were those that disagreed, but we said the Shulchan Aruch in his second lashon, the Shach poskim that way, that says that you're not a shomer until you make a kinyan. So this week's case, it's a few places. One place it happened was in Debrecen, and the Arkos Mishpatim brings it down that someone was going to Debrecen, and his friend said, "Can you take a talis?" This is from the Yad Yitzchok he's bringing it. I don't know who that is. So you're going to Debrecen, and he said, "Can you take a talis to give to my son in Debrecen?" So he said, "Fine." And he took the talis. He took the talis with him. And when he got on the bus, the train, he got on the train, they have a place, like nowadays, it's a place to put baggage. And he put the talis over there in the baggage rack. And when he got off the train, he forgot the talis there. He left the talis on the train, and immediately he went back to the train to try to find it. And by the time he got back, it was gone already. So the shayla is he chayiv? He's a shomer chinam. Is this called a pshia? The Mishpat Shlomo has a more contemporary case. He has two yeshiva bachrim. We're going to live in Haifa, and they were traveling to Yerushalayim. And Reuven had a doctor's appointment the first day of his month, so he asked Shimon to take his suitcase. And Shimon went on the Eged bus, and he put his suitcase and Reuven's suitcase in the luggage compartment. When he got to Yerushalayim, he remembered his suitcase, but he forgot Reuven's suitcase. Then Reuven came to Yeshiva, where's my suitcase? They both went to the Eged station, was looking at the lost and found department. They didn't find it there. So it's Shimon chayav to pay for this apparent shiur. So let's see what the Gemara says. Ho gavra dafkein kefei gabei chavrei. There was someone who gave a pikadon of earrings to his fellow friend. Amrele havli kefei, after the time came up, he said, "Okay, give me my earrings back." Amalei, the shomer told him, "Lo yadani hichasvino, I forgot where I put them." Asa l'kami de Rav Nachman, he came before Rav Nachman. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, "Kol lo yadan p'shiyusahi," when you say you forgot where you put them, that is p'shiya. Zil shalim, you have to go and pay. It's not much the same case seven later on the Dachim of Mitzvah. Hal gavad dafki zuzi gavi charvei. One person gave money to his friend to watch. Amalei, shomer chinam again. Amalei, after words, he said to the shomer, "Hadli zuzoi, give me my money back." Amalei, the shomer said, "Lo yadan hichasvino, I don't know where I put them." Asa l'kami de Rava, he came in front of Rava. Amalei, Rava said, "Kol yadan p'shiyusahi." Anytime someone says, "I don't know where it is," that is p'shiyah. Zil shalem, you have to pay. And if you turn to the second side of the handout, this is Kafi in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Shadiyal, Simon Siv Zayin, or we've been dealing with that Simon straight through. Hamafkid etzel chaveiro. If someone gives a pikadon to his friend, Hamafkid etzel chaveiro. Bain Kalin Bain Mos. If someone gives to his friend either Kalim or money, those are the two Gemaras that we just saw. Vamer Taili Pigdoni, and he said, after the time, give me my Pikadin back. Vamer Loni Hashem, and the Shem said, any day, on an Anarchy, I don't know where I put this Pikadin. Obeizem Okim Kivarti Aksafim, I don't know where I buried the money, because in those times, the Gemara said the normal way to watch money was to bury it in the ground. There's no safer way of watching money than burying them in the ground. So he says, I don't know where I buried it. I don't know where I put them. Where put the bikadim? Hamten liyachav vakish v'emsavachzel. Give me some time. Give me a couple of weeks. Give me a few days so I can go look for them. Hareza posheya. He's a posheya. V'chay l'sham yad. He has to pay immediately. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Well, and that's the Rishonim says. I think from the Haggadah Mordechai says that even if the shomer says, "Give me some time. I'll look for it." The halacha is that's pshiya. And it's too bad you can't find it now, and you didn't say, you know, maybe if he says give me a few minutes, give me an hour. But he said, I have no idea where it is. I have to, like, you know, and he looks in his places where it is. That's, you know, it's, you know, if, you know, he has a small house and it's going to take him 10 minutes to look everywhere, so then he wouldn't say, I don't know where it is. He'll say, one second, I'll get it for you. When he says, I don't know where it is, that means he has no idea where it is, and he's going to put. He has to have to make a basic stops. And the other, the mafkid can say, I'm not waiting. I want it now. And you can't find it. You're saying you don't know where it is. That's a pshia. And for that you're chayiv. It would seem like over here, this case is like that also. Right? You forget something. You forgot where you put it. That's a pshia. You forgot to take it off the train. Or you forgot to take it off the bus. That also should be a pshia. The yeshiva says, when you say, I don't know where I put it, I forgot where I put it, he says that's not only a pshia, that's also like a mazik. And the difference whether it's a mazik or a pshia, because we know in the din of shomrim, there's halacha that the baal is with the shomer. We'll have a case like that later, so he's not, the shomer's not chayiv. But if you're a mazik, even if the baal's there, you'd be chayiv. So the Nesiva says, it's just, suppose you go up to someone's house and they're away, and you see that they left their wallet in the backyard, and you decide to help them out, and you go dig a hole in the backyard to bury their wallet in there. And then they come back and you look all over, you can't find where it is. So what's halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be, for sure, the Nesiva says, you're a mazik, because you have no business. Their thing, it was in their backyard, it was safe, let's say it was safe there. And you went and took it without rishus, even though you might have been thinking it's for their good. But, you know, yet when you do something, you have to be aware of what you're doing. You can't just go and do something stam without any cheshbon, without remembering where you put it. So the Nesiva says, in such a case, you're a mazik. So the same thing over here, when he gave you his thing to watch, and you put it down somewhere and you forgot where you put it, that's called a mazik. You're a mazik. Not only are you a posheya, you're worse than a posheya. You're a mazik. The Imre Shefer, I don't know who that is, the Kitzvei Choshen brings it, he disagrees with, and the Nesivus is calling it a mazik. He says there's a difference between the two cases. You were going to say it? No. He says there's a difference between the two cases, that in a case where I have a right to watch your article, and I put it down rightfully, and I forgot where I put it, maybe I'm not a masik there. I might only be a masik where I take something without rishus, like we had last week's case. I take it from a place where it was guarded, and I put it in a place where it's not guarded, like we had the case with the traveling on the road. So there I'm a masik, because I took something that was guarded, and I left it unguarded. Here also I'm a masik, in the Nesivus' case, because I took something that was readily seeable and made it invisible so that you can't find it anymore. So in that case I could be a masik. But over here where I came to your house and I asked you to watch my pikadon, and you went and you put it somewhere where it's a reasonable place to put it, and now you just can't remember where it was, so that's not a masik. You might be a pasheya, and you are a pasheya based on the Gemara, but a masik you're not. The Shire of Ephraim had a case in early Achman in the 1600s, he had a case where people had asked him to watch their coup, and it happened to be chametz stick, and when Pesach came along he forgot to sell it to a guy, and now it became worthless because he forgot to sell it. So the Shai Ephraim Paskin, first based on these gemaras here, that shidcha is a pshia. You forgetting to do something is a pshia. Just like forgetting where you put that object is called a pshia, so you're also forgetting to sell the chametz in time that it shouldn't become valueless, that's called a pshia. Then he brings another right from the Goren Bey I have on the first side of the handout. Right, the Gemara in the beginning of the second paragraph Bey has a shaila, why we make an error of tavshilin when Yontif comes out right before Shabbos. Rava says, the reason is because if you don't make an Erev Tavshilin, you'll eat up all your food on Yontif, and when it gets to Shabbos, you won't have any food left for Shabbos. So that's why we set aside a portion Erev Yontif, so that we'll remember to leave some food. We start our Shabbos cooking before Yontif, so that way we'll remember to leave some food for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, according to Rava, why do you do it on Erev Yontif? Why can't you make the Erev Tavshilin on Yontif itself? Before you start eating on Yontif, set aside a portion. You have all the food here. Set aside a portion of food for Yontif. Set aside a portion of food so that you'll have it for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Ein Achinami, you're right, it should work according to Rava. El Gezeira Shema Yivsha. We're afraid, we make a gezeira that you might be posheya, you might be negligent, and not set aside the food on Yontif also. Rashi says, what's it mean that you might be negligent? Rashi says, you might forget to do it. The Gemara says, Shema Yivsha, Rashi says, Shema Yishka. You might forget to make the Erev Tavshilin on Yontif. So that's why we're mechayiv to do it before Yontif, and we say that if you don't do it on Yontif, then you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. You won't start before Yontif. So the Shah Ephraim brings a rye from this Gemara too. It's actually the Shah Ephraim's son.
He wrote a Haggah on this, but it's the Shah Ephraim's son in Chavtas.
That he brings a rye from this Gemara too. That forgetfulness is negligent. That if you forget to do something, you're a Pashaya. Just like forgetting to make an Erev Tavshilin would be called Pasha. So the same thing, forgetting to sell the person's chametz in time is called a Pashaya. And the Chorah, forgetting his suitcase on the train, is also a Pshia. So at this point, we would also go home and say it's simple. Simple open shut case, that forgetfulness of Pshia, forgot the suitcase, he's Pashaya, he's a Shomer Kinyan, he accepted to become a Shomer, he made a Kinyan on it, he held it and put it into the compartment over there. He's a Pashaya. But the Shmuz Yaakov says it's not so simple. He's dealing with a different type of case of Shitka. There's a halacha that if you're in Torah and you gave up all your tainas, and then you can't come afterwards and you lose the case, you can't say, I have another taina. But his case was someone came back and said, I forgot to make another taina. I forgot to make a taina. So the shaila is that forgetfulness a pshia or not? But that's his case. So he goes to, he brings the Shah Ephraim. But before we get to his tainas on the Shah Ephraim, he brings a lot of cases. I have two of them on the front of the handout. Where there's a halacha, the Gemara Bracha says, that if someone doesn't daven one of the tefillahs, so the next tefillah, he can make up a tashlum and then daven twice. If you get shachris, you can daven mincha twice. If you get mincha, you can daven maariv twice. And in halacha, it's brought down. The Gemara says, he made a mistake. Right? If he was mazed and purposely didn't daven, he chose not to. Look, I have a big deal to do right now, and I'm not going to daven. I want to go to sleep. I don't want to daven. So then he can't make it up. He's amazed. But if he forgot to daven shachris, or he forgot to daven mincha, chas v'shalom, so then the halacha is that this Gemara applies, the Gemara Brachos applies, that there's a din of tashlum. So the Shmuz Yaakov says from here, you see, that forgetting is not called a pshia or a mace, because we're here talking, he forgot to daven, but he's not called a pshia. He forgot to daven, and he's not called a mace like he purposely didn't daven. He can daven a second time. He can make tashlum, he can make it up. So Gemara Baba Kama, the halacha is that if a person is mazik, another person, he's chayv to pay the five types of tashlumin. Like nezik, tzar, ripoy, sheves, and boshes. We had another rule that we learned many times, that adamu adliola, that if a person damages another person, he's chayv to pay damages, whether he did it b'shogeg or onus, whether it was willingly, unwillingly, forget, whatever condition he is in, adam is muad liola, whether it's an onus or a ratzum. But that only applies to the nezik part, to the damage, to making that person worth less in value. But for the other four categories of payment, his doctor bills, his unemployment, his embarrassment, which is his pain, those four categories, is only chayiv if he did it on purpose, if he did it b'mezid. But if he done it b'shogeg, so then he's patur. He's patur from those four categories. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama, if a person has a stone on his lap, and he knows it's on his lap, and then he forgot about it, and when he got up, the stone fell off and damaged someone. So he's chayiv for a nezek, because adamu adliola, but for the other four devarim, he's patur. because it's called a shogeg.
For a shogeg, you're only chayiv for nezek, not for other four categories.
So we see from there also that a shogeg is not called a posheya. If a shogeg was a posheya, so then he should be chayiv. It should be like a mason. He should be chayiv for all categories. He's only chayiv for nezek. That tells us that forgetting, and it is a little negligent. He has a stone on his lap, which if he knew was there, he would know not to just stand up because it could damage someone. And he forgot it was there. Still, the Gemara says that he's not called a posheya. He's called a shogeg. The Shus Yaakov brings the Shai Ephraim. He says a cute lashon. He says, how can the Shai Ephraim call shikha? It's on the handout. How can he call shikha pshia? The Shai Ephraim forgot Parakla Golo, right? The Parakla Golo talks all about people forgetting it was Shabbos, forgetting whether this Malach is us or not. So he's saying the Shai Ephraim forgot that Parak, and that Parak we say, if you forget it's Shabbos, you forget something's a Malacha, and you do a Malacha, that's called a Shogeg for which someone is Chayiv a Karban. We don't say, oh, how can you forget it's Shabbos? That's negligent. To forget that it's Shabbos, he's negligent, and he should be Chayiv, and the carbon won't help, he should be Chayiv Misa. Right, why do... So that's another Rai that you see, that forgetfulness is not negligence. He brings a Raya from the Gemara in Beya also. Right, the story in Beya, the Gemara later on in Beya. Right, the Gemara later on in Beya has a story through Rav Yitzchak, that someone came from Rav Yitzchak very sad on Yontiv, and Rav Yitzchak asked, why are you sad? So he said, I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilim. So Rav Yitzchak said, don't worry, you can rely on my Erev Tavshilim. The next year he came back and he said, why are you sad? And he said, I forgot to make an Erev Tavshilim again. I'm so shy how you can be 2 years in a row. So he said, now I see Erev Hosheya. You can't be summoned on my Erev Tavshilim. That's halacha for that. If someone forgets to do an Erev Tavshilim, they can rely on the community Erev, the one that the Rav makes. But if they, but a person isn't supposed to purposely say, I'm not making Erev Tavshilim, I'll rely on that person's, that the Rav's Erev Tavshilim, because the halacha is you have to do it yourself. If you're a posheya, so then you can't. So Shmuz Yaakov says, what happened the first year? He forgot the first year. And we didn't say, well, you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilim. That shows that you're a posheya. That shows that you're negligent. Rav Yitzchak said, oh, you forgot. I'll make it your Yotzi with mine. It's only the second year where Rav Yitzchak saw that he didn't care. He said, oh, now it's two times. Two times you forgot. And I see that you're being lazy. You know, you don't care enough about the office at Erev. So then he said, you're a posheya. And he said that you're going to just have to not have anything.
I mean, first of all, I think there's a difference between the Shia, Posh, and Mishpat.
Okay, so something, let me just, one more second. So let me just close out this, okay, this section. So the Shmuz Yaakov has all these kashas. How can you say that, and this is where we'll open it up to the floor, we have all these rayas that Shogeg's not a Pshia, right? If you forget to daven, it's not a Pshia. If you forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, it's not a Pshia. If you forgot that the stone was on your lap, it's a Choshen Mishpat, right? You forgot the stone was on your lap and you damaged someone. You're not caught a Posheya, right? All those cases, you're not caught a Pshia. So what do? The Gemara B'Feirush said, there's two cases in the Mavazio. If you forgot where you put that object, you are a Poshe, and that's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. So we have a stira between the Sugya and B'Metzia that says forgetting where you put a Pikadin is a Pshia, and all these other halachas, including the Choshen Mishpat one, that says forgetfulness is not a Pshia. Right, so how do we reconcile those questions? So why should Shomer be different?
Because
yeah, so the Shmuz Yaakov says a little stronger. Maybe this is what you're going to get also, but he says stronger. His lashon is, when you take up rise to be a shomer, when you take the responsibility to be a shomer, that means you have to make sure you put that thing you're watching in a place where you will know where it is to return it. And if you don't write down, that's his lashon, write down where it is, put it in a place where you're going to remember, you're putting in a place where you don't remember where it is, that's a pshia. That's why it's a pshia, because you accept the responsibility, and not
putting in a place where you can't remember where it is, that's a pshia. Mashenka, in all these other cases, in other words, he says, shikha is not pshia. He argues with the Shaar Ephraim. Forgetfulness, he brings a right from all these cases, is not pshia. If you forgot to say Shemona Esrei, you forgot the Shabbos, you forgot to make an Eir Tashilin, it's not, that's not a pshia from all these rayas. It's not a pshia. Over there, by the case of the Shomer, he's called a pshia because when you accept the responsibility to watch the person's object, so you should make sure that you write down where it is and make sure that it's available to return to him whenever he needs it. And how about the case from Be'ah? Then he answered very simply, right? The Shaar Ephraim brought us right from the Gemara in Be'ah where Rashi said, explained the Gemara that the reason you don't make the Eretz Tavshilin on Yantu, we're afraid he'll be posheya, which Rashi says he'll forget to make it. That means, like the case of Rabbi Yitzchak, we're afraid that he'll be lazy about it and he won't do it on purpose. He'll forget on purpose. Right? Not like he'll just forget absentmindedly. That would be a shogeg. That wouldn't be a pshia. Rashi means we're afraid he'll be posheya, like that guy that went to Rabbi Yitzchak 2 years in a row and didn't make an Eretz Tavshilin. He said he forgot, but his forgetfulness was caused by not really caring. So that's the way he explains that Gemara over there. But in general, the Shmos Yaakov says that if someone forgets to do something, like in that case, he forgot to sell the chametz in time, he forgot to say a taina, that would not be a pshia, it would be a regular case of a shogeg. And then he says, and even if you want to say, even if you want to say it is a good right from the Gemara, and the Gemara is saying that forgetfulness is a pshia, that's in those days. In the days when they were big people in times of Gemara, people were aware of what they did. But nowadays, we walk around like we're in the dark. We don't think what we're doing. We're unaware of everything we do. We don't know what we're doing at all. So in our days, he brings a right from the Gemara in Erev, and the Gemara says that now we're ke'etzbis al bebir l'shicha. We forget things just as easily as it is to put a finger in a well. Right? There's no resistance. Just things go straight out. We're unaware of anything. So in our days, we can't call shicha pshia. That's our way of life. That's such a svar that he says. That's our way. That's the way of life. I remember the Rosh Hashiva used to say a mashal. Weinberg said that every time there's a takanas chachamim, it's because something changed. There was a yerida that they had to make a takana. So we know there's a takanas chachamim that we have to wash before we eat, because we're afraid the yadayim askanias, the hands, to go to different places. Maybe they got in the makim atunot. So therefore, you should wash before we eat. That was a takana from Shlomo Melech. So what happened before that? That seems like hands are busy. What changed? So he said what changed was people used to know exactly where their hands were all the time. It just, that's a yerida. When we move our hands, we don't even know where we're moving our hands anymore. That, so Shmos Yaakov is saying, even if you want to say the Gemara is saying that forgetfulness is a pshia because you're responsible to remember everything you do, and if you forget, that's a pshia. But he says nowadays it's not like that anymore. But his main time is all these rayas that you see even from the Gemara, that forgetfulness is not a pshia. Now what's that do with our case? He took the suitcase on the bus and he put it into the luggage compartment and he forgot it there. So what's the halacha based on what would the Shmos Yaakov say? The Shaar Ephraim would say simply shikha is a pshia, he's a pesheya, just like all the things you forget to sell it on before Pesach, you're a pesheya, you forgot to take it out, you're a pesheya. That's simple. But what would the Shmos Yaakov say?
I think he'll still say
a pshia, because he's like a shomer. A shomer is responsible for his actions, and
I think he is tainus lo yodea.
Okay.
I think any time the shomer, that's the question.
Okay, so the Yad Yitzchak, the Harkas Mishpatim brings, and the Mishpat Shlomo both say that he'll be patur in this case. The Pisri Choshen says Tarachil, but he says he'll be patur, and when you think about it, there's a big difference between the two cases. The first case, that was a lack of shmira. I took your object, I put it in a place without marking down where it was or putting it in a place where I would forget. That was a pshia on my part. Taking the akrayas to watch your object and not taking care to know where it is. Over here, when I took your object, I went on the bus and I put it where I'm supposed to put it as a shomer. A shomer is supposed to take, if you're watching a suitcase, you're supposed to put it on the bus, in the luggage compartment. I did that. So I didn't have to write down, it's on the luggage compartment. I knew it's in the luggage compartment. What I did was, then I'm absent-minded, and when I got off the bus, I forgot that you had given it to me. You know, it's, and that happens. It's not something that's on my mind so much. You gave it to me the last minute. You take it, I'll take it. And we forget things. Like the Shosiakra says, we are unaware. We forget things very, very quickly. So the Yad Yitzchak and the Mishpat Shlomo both say that in this case, he'd be Pater. Because he put it in a place. That's the Arsene Shvatan. That's the case with Debrecen. That he took it on the train, the first case we saw. That was our opening case. Now the Divrei Gaonim goes even further. And this I don't understand so well. He says, based on this, that all these poskim that say that forgetfulness is not a pshia, forgetfulness is a shogeg. He's going with that svara, like Shus Yaakov has made a pretty good case for that. He said, if you're watching a pikadon and it's in a closed chest, and you opened up the chest, and you forgot to close the chest, and someone came and stole it while the chest was open, you're pater. Because forgetfulness is not shia. That's what he says that. And the Divrei Gaonim brings from the Makar Baruch. I don't know who it is. I mean, it's Achman from a couple hundred years ago. And he passes that since forgetfulness is not shia, you're pater. Now, I think there's a kasha on that. Because I suppose I take a gun and I shoot someone. And I say, and it kills him, right? I shoot a gun, and so I'll say, but I should be pater because I forgot to take out the bullets. Right? I usually take out the bullets. I forgot to take out the bullets. I always take them out, and this time I forgot. So when I shoot him, I should be pater because I forgot to do that. Or I forgot to lock the door of the car. I have his suitcase there in full view in the back seat there. And I forget to lock the car. The rest of my, am I going to be putz because I forgot? And forgetfulness is not a pshia. It's guarded properly, right? It's in the chest. I just forgot to close it. I forgot to lock it, right? I don't think that's like these cases. Those cases, I did something wrong. I shot him. I drove the car like the Nesivus would say. I took the object from the place where it was guarded and drove it somewhere and without locking the door. And put it in a place where if someone could take it. Same thing, if the chest is closed and I open up the chest, I've done something to make it accessible to a gadol. So he does say that goes that far, but I think that's sort of, I don't understand it so well. So to me, wrapping up, I think that there's three types of cases of forgetting. There's three cases of forgetfulness by a shomer. We're talking about shomer. In general, we could agree with the Shvus Yaakov, and he brings others, the Divrei Gaonim brings others that hold that just forgetting something in its own right is not a pshia. That's not negligence. Because we have all these halachas, Shabbos, Tefillah, Erev, Chomet. So all these cases we show that forgetfulness is not a pshia. However, in a particular case, in the case where I say I'm going to watch your property, and I forget where I put it, and because I didn't have it written down where I put it, I didn't take records, I didn't take care to remember where I put it. That's a pshia, because I took upon myself the responsibility to watch your object, even though I'm a shomer chino. And putting it in a place where I can't find it, that's a pshia. Ben Siva said it's even a mazik, but that was debatable, but there you can hear that taking it and putting it in a place where you can't find it later, that was a pshia. Putting it in a place where it can be found later, putting it in a proper place for shmira, like in the bus compartment, in the luggage compartment, putting it in a place where it could be put, and then you forgot it there later, so there these poskim are saying that's not a pshia, because forgetfulness is not pshia, it's shogeg, and he's chayav a karbon if it be on Shabbos. I mean, we're not saying it's okay to forget. And there's also, she used to say that, forgetfulness is culpable. He's chayav a big karbon for forgetting that it's Shabbos. But it's not a pshia. Shemachinim is only chayav on pshia. So that's the second case, where you put it in a place where it could be put and should be put, and It's a place where you will not forget where it was. You know, if you're going on the trip, and you're at the end of the bus, oh, where did I put his luggage? He goes, of course, it's in the luggage compartment. There wasn't any pshia where you put it. The shicha was afterwards. The shicha was afterwards when you couldn't find, when you forgot to get it. So that's where, that will not be called a pshia. And then this third case where, to me, it sounds like a pshia is, if you do an action which is masik someone, which damages someone, which causes his property to be lost, but it was based because you forgot to do something, right? You put it in the safe, but you forgot to lock the door. There, I think that's you know, there the forgetfulness isn't what caused it. What caused it was you putting it in that place and failing to take the proper precautions. So to me, that wouldn't be a case of shicha at all. There you're saying is you forgot, that's why you did it. It's like, I forgot to take the bullets out when I shot him. I forgot that he has a heart condition when I scared him. Right, that's a pshia, I think. So wrapping up, I think in these three cases, the first case is a pshia for sure. The second case, Shmuel Yaakov has good rayas that it might not be a pshia. The third case, the Mekar Baruch wanted to say that even that wasn't a pshia, but to me, I don't understand it. I think that might be a case of pshia also.